and Ag Leadership Forum. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Interest from state leaders in agriculture coming together for a unified voice in terms of sharing the story about Tennessee agriculture is very important to each of the ag entities in Tennessee as well as to our consuming public.
Farm Credit's Senior Vice President David Lynn talking about the recently held Tennessee Agriculture Leadership Forum held in Franklin. It's sponsored by Farm Credit, CoBank, and the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. And the idea is to bring together several groups of farm organizations and farm leaders across Tennessee to discuss some of the issues affecting the ag industry. And Lynn says we're lucky here in the Volunteer State to have all the major ag groups working together.
The support that the Tennessee agriculture community, whether it be Tennessee Farm Bureau, Farm Credit, Tennessee Farmers Cooperative, the Department of Agriculture in the state of Tennessee, all those folks and individuals that support those organizations have a strong passion for Tennessee agriculture. And, you know, the consuming public that we deal with today, that we, you know, we provide food and fiber to, want to see a face with the food that they eat. They want to know that they've got not only a abundant supply, a staple supply, of fresh food and products, but they want to know that it's a safe supply.
And one of the speakers at the leadership forum was Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey, and he says as long as he's Speaker of the Senate in the Tennessee General Assembly, the ag industry will always be recognized for its importance to Tennessee.
So I want to thank Farm Credit for actually for sponsoring this for the ag leaders across the state, because it's so important for people to gather like this and to share information and to learn. I mean, you can be farming all your life and still have room to learn stuff. And I just want to talk today about how important agriculture is to the state of Tennessee and what all the legislature's done from the Ag Enhancement Program that's become so popular we don't have enough money in it now. That's something we need to look at in the next legislative cycle.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.